Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 22nd. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a nickel at 406. That's a new contract low and low close. The contract low is now 404 and a quarter. March wheat steady, 583 and a quarter. That was 17 cents off its highs. March beans down 13 cents, 1147 and three quarters. We missed the contract low there by about just about 2.5 cents on the close. But that was a new contract low close in the beans. It's been the same old story. The wheat starts off strong, rally 10 cents in the first 10 minutes. That rallied the corn to trade higher. The beans just barely traded higher. And the beans started to break. That dragged the corn down. That dragged the wheat down. Wheat traded lower during the session, but then came back a little bit toward the close to close steady. We've seen the strength in the wheat the last couple of days, but the market really hasn't gone anywhere. The last three sessions, we've had closes within 2 cents of each other, but it's still holding the key reversal, so that's something positive. The market acts like Biden's going to say something helpful for the wheat market tomorrow on his Russian sanctions. We'll actually see if these sanctions have some bite to them. But, the corn and wheat farmers are still holding way too much. Turns out now that they may be holding too many beans as well as corn. So the markets keep working lower. I'm not sure what's going to save the bean market out here or the corn. Corn should have support $3.99 to $4. Beans should have support around $11.39. The funds are so heavily oversold here. We've got the funds short after today, I've got them short 330,000 contracts of corn, 73,000 wheat, 151,000 contracts of beans, 32,000 meal, and 54,000 oil. Combined, corn, wheat, and bean short positions are a record number. I think the corn is a record number. The beans are close. So, at some point they're going to cover, but, is it going to be the first Monday of the month? Is there going to be something fundamental that's going to change maybe tomorrow with President Biden talking about Russian sanctions? I don't know. Is it going to be something technical? A key reversal on the corn, maybe, or on the beans, maybe we make new lows here overnight or early in the morning and then come back. It's really hard to say, but I certainly don't want to be short down here. But we're using these opportunities on these breaks to roll down corn puts and soybean puts when the market allows it. And we're just continuing to take money off the table as best we can and wait for rallies to sell more cash. That's really about it. If you have any questions, well, the export figures tomorrow, they're looking for 425 on the wheat, 1.1 million metric tons on the corn, and 550 on the beans. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.